There's something very unique about the central mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah over the holiday of Sukkot, and that is that sitting in a sukkah, there's a bit of a public demonstration going on. Generally speaking, when the Torah obligates us in a mitzvah, most of the time, the obligation is done in the privacy of our own homes. We eat matzah inside, we blow shofar inside the shul. And when we do have mitzvahs that the Torah obligate us, which are done in the public domain, that's specifically done, generally speaking, in order to farse mesanes. The mitzvah of Chanukah, obviously, is persume nisa oriented. But Sukkah does not have an element of persume nisa, yet it's a public mitzvah. It is something which the entire world witnesses, the Jews leaving their houses and going out into the Sukkah. In fact, the Torah comments about the reason specifically why we have the mitzvah of Sukkot, specifically in Chodesh Tishrei, as opposed to Chodesh Nisan, when we left Mitzrayim, is in order to show our emuna and bitachon Hashem. As all the non-Jews are leaving their sukkah, they see us going into the sukkah. So what exactly is this connection between us, the entire world, the non-Jews around us? Why is sukkah a public demonstration? There's a minhag over sukkahs to read the Haftorah from Gog u'Magog, the last war that's going to take place before the coming of Mashiach. And Gog is representing this very antithetical religious type of philosophy, somebody who denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hirsch points out that you see in the word Gog, Alpi Drush, a very interesting name that is somewhat contrary to the entire institution of sukkahs, and that is Gog. Gog is a roof. Why is a roof something which goes against the entire theme of sukkah? It's very simple, because a sukkah is a house that doesn't have a gag, rather has schach. In fact, Rashi, in the beginning of Masechah Sukkah, says, Al shem haschach kari sukkah. The reason why we call a sukkah is from the name schach. And therefore, a sukkah is really defined by the schach. What's the difference between schach and a gag? The difference is quite simple. When a person builds a house with a gag, what he's expressing on some level or another is that the actions, the things which I'm able to build and accomplish in this world, the borders that I create for myself are completely mine. They're in my own hands. And in fact, what do? I separate myself between who I am and God and heaven above me by creating this Gog, this solid barrier that is a partition between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew goes out into his sukkah and sits and has four walls that can be just as sturdy and strong as the ones in his own house, but places on top of himself, schach, what he is expressing is that which I'm able to accomplish in this world, all my actions, the borders that I build for myself, the going-ons in my life are completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there is no partition between me, just this flimsy amount of bamboo between me and Avinu Shebashamayim. And that's why we put the schach on the sukkah. It is in order to have that constant reminder and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along a verse and explains that that's what we're trying to express over sukkahs. What we're trying to express, klapi chutz, throughout the entire world, is that we want our actions to be completely connected to the Ribono Sholam. And not just for ourselves, selfishly, that we want to advance our own Avodas Hashem and our own Kirvas Elohim, but even for the rest of the world. We want the rest of the world to understand that their actions in this world are also completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want their actions to be with God in their minds. And therefore we go out into the sukkah and we put the schach on top of it and we declare that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every element and aspect of our lives. And hopefully by doing so, we're able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more significant and serious way after Yom Kippur, and hopefully also influence the world around us, that they themselves also should metaphorically remove the Gog above them, rid themselves of Gog, and hopefully be able to join together as we build the Sukkos David Hanofalas. Have a wonderful Yantif.